Okay, so continuing on in our discussion of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, so yesterday we talked about the Rambam's massive chiddush that the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, was already, we think, alerted to about Tova v'Sharetz Biyado. It seems like the simple reading based on the Gemara in Tainis and Daf Tes Zayin is that Azivas HaChet is sufficient. So for the Rambam, it would appear that that is not sufficient. So when the Rambam uses the expression "velo gamar belibo" in the next halacha, he means the entire scope of tshuva, dahainu azivas hachet, and bior machsheves hachet, and kabbalah la'asid, and then nechama followed by v'yoid alav yadeya talumos shelo yachzer lezeh hachet la'olam v'lo nomar od Eloheinu lema'ase yadeinu. We try to explore, you know, that chiddush of the Rambam, that otherwise the vidui would be insufficient, because it has to be. So it has to be a full expression of the entire inner world of tshuva. So the Rambam, very much, you know, consistent with his position. Now we have the second half of Halacha Gimel. And the Rambam says vi, right, the conjunctive of itzarech lifrod esachet shenemar anoch ata amazech ata agidolav yasulahem Elohei zahav. Okay, so there's an entire discussion here led by the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah that this Rambam is very difficult because the Rambam seems to be paskening against Rabbi Kiva, loch Rabbi Kiva mechavero, and this is an open discussion. The Gemara at the end of Masech the Yuman Daf Peivav Medes, where Rabbi Huda ben Bava indeed does say, right, based on the Egel Azav, Anoch, Atam Azach, Atag Dolav, Yasulahem Elohe Zahav, and Rabbi Kiva seems to respond with Ashrei Nesuei Pashuk, Suei Chata'a, very important pasuk later that we'll get to, in terms of Bin Adon Lamakom, Bin Adon Lechavero, Chayt Meforsam, Chayt Sheinu Meforsam. But how exactly, you know, does the Rambam paskin against, you know, Rabbi Kiva? It's all kinds of theories that the Nosei Kalim try to advance. The Lecha Mishnah frankly debates some of the Kesef Mishnah's theories. Is it just, you know, a question of later Amoraim subscribing to the idea? As is very often the case, we'll say Halachta Rabbi Kiva Mechavero, but if we see that the Amoraim start lining up behind, you know, Chavero, in this case Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, maybe we'll look at things a little bit differently. What I'd like to try to do is to try to explain that for the Rambam, the conclusion was a foregone one, and to explain the basic structure of Halacha Gimel. I think what Halacha Gimel is really about is insufficient vidui. The first kind of insufficient vidui is a vidui that's a house of cards. In other words, that there's no underlying kiyum shabalev of tshuva, the tovel v'sheretz biyado. Admittedly, the Rambam had a more expansive definition of that than others, right? It wasn't enough to cease performing the sin, which is a simple understanding of the Gemara and Tainus, but a really, you know, robust aziva sachet, dahainu aziva biur machshava, at Kabbalah la'asid, nechama, followed by v'yayir alav yodeya talumo, sheyachzor lezeh hachet lolam. The second kind of insufficient vidui is a vidui which doesn't verbalize the real confrontation. It doesn't really reflect v'tzarech l'svados v'svasa v'lomar nyanos elu shegamar belibo. Dehainu, a vidui in generic terms. Say, I regret sinning. But that's not how the Rambam defined vidui. V'tzarech lizvados bisvasav v'lomar inyanos elu shegamar belibo. So what was inyanos elu shegamar belibo? So just look at the Rambam. Shelo yashuv lizeh hachet le'olam. Right, the internal world of tshuva is not, you know, I sort of sinned in some generic, general way. I've abrogated the rules of the Torah. Maybe there's a little bit of that. But we're talking about something highly specific, right? That I sinned in this fashion, right? One doesn't experience nechama just at the generic level, but acharei shuvi nichamti. Just to read this line of the Rambam. V'chin yisnachem al sha'avar, shenemar, ki acharei shuvi nichamti. V'yoyed alav yudei talumo shelo yashuv. Right, so for the Rambam, the vidui is only sufficient if it's a highly targeted external manifestation of the internal process. One doesn't, you know, have aziva zachet, and again, some kind of a generic sense. One leaves a very particular chet. And so if you're going to articulate that, v'tzarech lehisvados bisvasav, v'lomar inyanos elu shegamar belibo, it has to be the inyanos elu. And the Rambam already in Aleph, right, signaled this. V'idoi zeh mitzvah saseh, ketzad mizvah din omer, ana Hashem chatasi, Avisi pashati lefanecha, asisi kach vekach. Specifically, v'arei nichamti yivoshti v'masai. Olam eini chozer ledavar zeh. And if we could just go back to the premise that we laid out, you know, at the very beginning of our exploration of Hilchos Tshuva, first few halachos, we talked about the Rambam's notion of Vidoy Maser and Lihisnakos B'mamar in terms of the way that we were Misnakor B'maisa. So if you take a look at Vidoy Maser, it's highly specific, right? Lo achalti v'oni mimenu, lo v'yarti menu b'tamei, lo nasati mimenu l'meis. And then there are some general lines. Shemati v'kol Hashem Elokai asisi kechol asher tzivisani. But it gets very, very specific. Because there's no way to be bisnake b'mamar in purely general terms. And so halacha gimel is about vidois that would be insufficient. Either a vidoy that wasn't predicated in a complete tshuva. There is no inyano selu shegamar belibo. And hence the vidoy itself, right, collapses on its face. Or you could have inyanos elu shegamar belibo, but one doesn't really articulate what those inyanos are because one remains generic. And in the end, therefore, it was a foregone conclusion that the Rambam would adopt the more ambitious position here of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, despite halach ke Rabbi Kiva mechavero, whatever technical explanations have been advanced for that, which can be challenged, I think, for the Rambam here. Right. Certainly, if this was an exception, it's an exception that can be well understood from an internal point of view.